1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 to 3. Now, about food sacrificed to idols. We know that we all possess knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. The man who thinks he knows something does not yet know as he ought to know. But the man who loves God is known by God. The apostle here is going to speak for a number of verses about offerings made to idols, specifically food that is given to idols, and should we eat it as Christians? And he starts off by laying the foundations of his argument. He says that all of us have some kind of knowledge. We all possess a certain level of knowledge. That's every human being has that. Some people know more than others. Some have a lot of knowledge about things. But the apostle says that knowledge has a rather unfortunate effect on us, in that it tends to puff us up and make us proud. On the other hand, love builds us up in something firm, something godly, something holy. So knowledge is fine in as far as it goes, but it tends to make us proud. We can see this because we all like to do well at school. We like to pass our exams. We like to get university degrees of one sort or another. And the tendency is within us that this makes us think we are somehow better or cleverer than other people, when really we're just very good at passing exams and keeping knowledge in our heads. And we can become quite silly about this. Some people get very, very puffed up about their academic achievements, and it comes to define them. It becomes so important to them that their psyche is built upon it, and it can become a terrible stumbling block as well. The man who thinks he knows something does not yet know as he ought to know. So no matter how much knowledge we might have or think we have, it's not as much as we could have. There is much more to learn, whatever level, whatever amount of knowledge we have. And there's also things that we ought to know. And really, there are many things that we ought to know that we don't know. So there is always room for improvement. And there is absolutely no room for pride or self-aggrandizement or self-confidence, because these things are given to us anyway. We should seek love, because love builds us up. Acting in love, thinking in love, speaking in love builds us up and builds other people up as well, in a way that knowledge never can. And the person who loves God is known by God. So love is the key. If I love the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with my strength, then I am known by God. I belong to God. I am His Christian. So the knowledge about God that I might have is of absolutely no importance at all. What is important is my love for God and my dedication to Him, and that I will know that I am known by God and have a relationship with Him, and I'm safe with Him, and God cares for me and preserves my life each day.